In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, in the Gospel for today, we see the Pharisees getting mad at our Lord because he received sinners. You may remember when our Lord was invited to the house of a Pharisee called Simon. And a sinful woman came and placed herself behind the Lord and washed his feet with tears of repentance. You remember, Simon was not happy. He thought, "How can that be? How can Christ receive sinners?" And yet, that was his mission, because the Savior came to save what was lost. He came to fix what was broken. He came to heal the wounded. But sometimes we forget this truth, and we act like the Pharisees. We may become self-righteous and look down on people. We may judge them, thinking that we are better, that we are so much holier than all the people around us. My brethren, this is the voice of the little Pharisee that lives inside each one of us. We have to be careful, because we cannot forget that we are among the sinners. We are one of them. To consider oneself outside of the number of the sinners is to place oneself outside of the plan of salvation. Because if we are not sinners, so Christ didn't come for us. Because it was our misery, it was our weakness that brought the Son of God to this earth. Our misery is what called upon us the mercy of God. And it was to teach this truth that our Lord gave us the two parables that we read in the Gospel today. The parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost drachma. They are two figures, but in fact, only one reality. There is only one message behind these two parables. The message of the redeeming love of God, who came to save what was lost. And today, we are going to take a closer look at the parable of the lost drachma, the lost coin. We read in the Gospel, "Which woman, having 10 drachmas, 10 coins, if she loses 1 drachma, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? Which woman, having 10 drachmas, if she loses 1, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it?" This is the parable told by the Lord. But here we have to remember, every parable is like a riddle that we are invited to solve. So now, my brethren, let us uncover the meaning behind the parable of the lost coin. The woman in the gospel represents the holy wisdom of God. In Greek, Hagia Sophia, and in Latin, Sancta Sapientia. So the woman represents the wisdom of God. But now pay attention, because the wisdom of God is in fact the Son of God. The Son is the wisdom of the Father, through whom He created all things in heaven and on earth. So the woman of the gospel represents the wisdom of God, who is the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the first thing. And it is written that the wisdom of God had 10 drachmas, 10 coins. And these numbers signify, the totality of rational creatures. And by rational creatures, I mean creatures with reason, angels and men. And they are called the drachmas. So they are called the drachmas because, like a coin, they all have in themselves the image of God. Angels and men have reason, and because of that we say that we were created in the image of God. We say that angels and men were created in the image of God because we have reason. So we are like a coin with the image of God in it. Now, the number of drachmas is 10, because there are the 9 choirs of angels, and to this number we add mankind. 9 plus 1 equals 10. So a woman had 10 drachmas. But what else do we hear in the parable? We hear that 1 drachma got lost. 1 of the 10 coins got lost. And my brethren, we know very well which one. Mankind is the coin that got lost. And it got lost when our first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned against God. Like a coin, mankind fell from the hands of God to the floor, from the state of grace to the state of sin. Mankind was lost. But God didn't forget that little coin. So what did the wisdom of God do in order to find the lost drachma? My brethren, it is written that the wisdom lit a lamp. So the wisdom lit a lamp. And these words hide a great mystery. What is a lamp? A lamp is a light inside a material vessel. That's a lamp. So in this, we can see the figure of the mystery of the incarnation of the Lord, when the light of the divinity came to dwell inside the material vessel of human flesh. The lamp was lit when God became man. And that's how He came to look for us. And we read that the wisdom incarnate comes and sweeps the house, which means that our Lord came to clean our lives from sin. Now, the man who follows the words of Christ is like the one who sweeps his house and keeps it clean, so he can see himself the image of God. But the man who does not follow the words of the Master has his house full of dust and dirt, and the image of God is like buried underneath all of that. But even in this last case, even when someone does not follow the words of the Lord, it is written that the wisdom of God does not cease to look for this lost drachma. The gospel says that the wisdom of God seeks diligently for the little coin until she finds it. Which means that our Lord is always knocking at the door. He's always looking for us, seeking to save our souls, even the souls of the most wretched men. He's always looking for us. So the Lord is always knocking at the door. And if anyone comes to open the door and accept the plan of salvation of God, then he will be one day joined together with the 9 choirs of angels in heaven. But if someone does not want to open the door, if someone does not accept the plan of salvation that comes from God, my brethren, if someone professes his faith with words alone, while his actions remain in the darkness of sin. And now I speak to you with the heart of a father who cares for your souls. If we profess our faith with words alone, if we continue to commit the same grave sins over and over and over again without amending our lives, my children, if we continue to refuse the love of God, what will be of us? If we continue like that, we will be lost forever, because we didn't want to be found. And hell is exactly this, the rejection of the love of God. So my brethren, I say, let Christ find you in whatever situation you may be in your life. Let Christ find you and bring you back to his heart, from where you should never have departed. So yes, we were all like that lost drachma, but we should allow Christ to find us. So open the doors of your heart to the love of God, and let him do his work of salvation in your life. Let him clean your heart from all sin. Let him make it a tabernacle for his presence. Yes, let God make your heart a tabernacle for his presence, because as Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus said, our Lord didn't come down from heaven to dwell in a tabernacle of gold or silver. No. But he came to dwell in the tabernacle of flesh of our hearts. So keep in mind that if he is there, it's because he wants to come here. And when we receive Holy Communion, we become truly a tabernacle, a living tabernacle of Christ. So may we be a worthy tabernacle for the Lord's presence. And this is the entire goal of the plan of salvation. This is the entire goal of our lives, to have God right here at the center of our lives. And when He is here, my brethren, when He is here, there's nothing to fear, because we know that we are not lost anymore. When He is here, my brethren, we know that we have been found. So when our Lord is here, we have Him. But above all, when He is here, He has us in His hands, like a little coin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.